Hello, from America. I'm in New Orleans, which is really exciting. In America for the first time in my life, on a bit of a life-changing experience, really, just being invited to play Nashville Americana Fest, which is huge. So this is amazing for us, but I normally keep my music and our venue stuff totally separate. You'll know that I run the venue, the Sound Lounge, in South London. But today, yeah, it just feels inappropriate not to keep it separate, because I'm here having this experience, and back home, the venue's been smashed up. So we were woken up at like 3:30 local time here in the morning to news that, you know, staff had come in to open up and they found all the windows smashed in. So they're really upset and anxious, obviously. Staff are pretty scared. And we're just totally devastated. So I just felt like I had to make, you know, some kind of comment, really, because I know I've been the focal point. I know there was an incident last week where people were putting up flags outside the venue, and I approached the people, and this has led on to a series of other things. And I've tried to kind of deal with it on social media, and deal with it responsibly, because, you know, we all have our opinions, and I definitely have mine, and most of you know them because I'm really vocal about them. But I never wanted anything that I'm involved with to give way to hate or rile up any anger in anyone, whatever side of the ideological fence, you know, they sit on. And I just kind of wanted to be here to reiterate that. And I'm really upset, and I've been in tears all morning. So obviously it's an upsetting situation, but, you know, I feel like we have to remind each other not to give way to hate, and not to, you know, the idea of right and wrong, the conversation between right and wrong, good and bad, is not one that's getting us anywhere. And it's, you know, we've been driving through America, and we've been driving Highway 61 from Memphis down to New Orleans, and past former plantations and areas, like massive regions where indigenous people once lived freely. And it's just, all this stuff feels like it's, you know, it's age old, and it's what Marx said, first as tragedy, then as farce, when we keep repeating the same things. And I feel like the right wrong debate is not getting us anywhere. We have to elevate the conversation, and we have to listen to each other, because actually there isn't a right or wrong, there isn't a good or bad, there has to be deep listening, there has to be deep compassion, so that we can really hear each other and really move forward. The time for change is now, because things are more worrying than they've ever been, I guess. So I just wanted to say that. I thank, so grateful to all the people who have reached out to offer support, and and all the messages have been lovely, and the crowdfund has been amazing, and it's really blown us away. And especially grateful to those who are just, flying the flag for peace, and let's come together. This crime was a crime that was wrong. It was committed by two individuals who had hammers. Let's not define them in any other way. They're people who did something really hateful. The police have got all the information, and that will be dealt with. People who fly flags, you know, they have a voice, and we should be listening. The people who don't like the flags and are uncomfortable by it, we should be listening to. Let's try and have that conversation. I don't really know what else to say, but my other posts will be about how great America is, and this exciting thing we're doing, and I hope everyone's okay back home, and I'm sending love, and thank you for being there.